Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL.com, and I am joined by Matt Horner and Casey Hudson, and we have an NBA odds boost for all of you today on this Friday. This is on Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard to each have over 24.5 points. This is boosted to plus 175 at Caesars. What do we think of this boost?
Yeah, I think it's pretty good, plus 175. I mean, they are facing Minnesota, and Minnesota doesn't like to play a lot of defense, so I could definitely see both these guys hitting 25 points. Giannis shouldn't be a problem. He's scoring 25.2 in his last five games average, so he's going over this on average anyway. Lillard would be more of the problem. He's only scoring about 19.8. But again, like I said, he's facing a pretty weak defense where they don't really try that much on that end, so... I could definitely see it happening. Plus 175 is good for a sprinkle.
Yeah, love this, actually. And as Matt mentioned, they're not going to be going up against much of a formidable defense. And as Shaq and Allen Iverson just discussed, the league has no defense anymore. So I think that Antetokounmpo, which I'm a 12-year-old because every time I hear his name, I giggle.
can fun to say, too.
It's so much fun to say. It's so much fun to say. And of course, thank you, Chance the Rapper, for teaching me how to say it. But specifically, Antetokounmpo, he's either hitting this 23 points or he's hitting 35-plus points. So he's kind of in this weird swing here where I think the last time he faced Minnesota, he didn't even break 20. So I think he's going to want a lot of those points back and those opportunities. And tonight's a good night to do that. And then you got Lillard, who's sitting at about 24.6 on the season average wise. But again, as Matt mentioned, could be a little hit or miss here coming off of a 30-plus point performance. So someone else who can probably pick up a better performance and some extra points versus his team. So I like it.
Love it. Get in on this odds boost and take advantage of our offer from BetMGM. When you bet $5, get $150 back in bonus bets immediately by entering code LucyB150 when you sign up for a new BetMGM account now. And head to BetQL.com, get your free 3-day trial today, and check out our exclusive sportsbook offers there as well. And of course, follow us on Twitter at @sharp_side_ @thesportscase and @LucyLBurge. We have our favorite bets for today as well. And I'm sticking with basketball, but I'm going to college basketball. I'm going to the Ivy League. And this is Yale Moneyline against Cornell plus 120 at BetMGM. This is Pinky's up for this one. Yale beat Cornell outright in their last matchup, 80-78 in that victory. And that was Cornell's only loss in their last six games. So Yale has their number, and Yale has also won 10 of their last 11 games, six of their last seven on the road. So I like Yale to pull off this bit of an upset here over Cornell plus 120 at BetMGM.
There you go. Yeah, like you said, the college basketball slate on Friday is always
great. It's always exciting, yeah. Matt.
It's so good. It's amazing with so many Ivy League teams playing. I am instead just going to give a future out because honestly, there's not much that I've seen I like on today's slate. So I'm going to give the Houston Cougars, which you can get 9-1 right now, to win the NCAA tournament.
Ooh,
For some reason don't like the Cougars. Like people don't like the Cougars because their offense, people don't trust their offense. And they're like, oh, this team will never win because they don't have a good enough offense. The defense is great, though. They're the number one defense in the nation. They're absolutely fantastic on that side. They're KenPom's number one team on that big board. And I just think there's value here at 9-1 on the Cougars. They're a fantastic team. They've got the talent. And I just think people don't think they can win for some reason. And that always makes me want to bet a team when other people are just down on them and don't think they can win. Well, this could be Houston's year. So give me the Cougars. I put a half a unit on them at 9-1 odds to win the NCAA tournament.
I like a rebellious bet. I also love the Yale one, Lucy. Go Rory Gilmore.
Of course. Exactly. Yes. Yes. I love that, Casey.
Rory.
Love it. We're going to discuss that.
To the ice, we will. I was waiting to say it too. And I was like, it's my moment, Rory. I'm checking out this Blackhawks Winnipeg Jets game. Every time I'm asked to talk about the Winnipeg Jets in the last couple of weeks, I am reminded that I basically put all my money on them a month ago, and they haven't been swinging so strong since All-Star break. But I think this will be a good game tonight. So what I love is Connor Bedard picking up a point. He's just been so fluid since getting back on the ice after dealing with his jaw injury, not to mention his that he is a driving force for this team. And the Blackhawks tend to have strong first periods, not so much great in the second and third and playing catch up, but I think they can give the Winnipeg Jets a run in the first period. You can also check out the first period puck line. And then most importantly, it's going to be Sean Monahan for me, especially if they end up in power play opportunities. Monahan has been a strong force for the Winnipeg Jets on the power play specifically since joining the team. And I just like his energy to help get them over this slump and hump, which I'm hoping they break here shortly. So Connor Bedard and Sean Monahan, grab them for some points tonight.
Love that. And if you have not watched Gilmore Girls, I highly recommend it, because this could easily in 2 seconds turn into a Gilmore Girls podcast, because that show is so good. Watch Gilmore Girls. Get in on this.
My girlfriend loves it.
Really? Oh my God.
She loves the Gilmore Girls, and she wants me to watch it, and it's on her list to watch. So yes, I will end up watching the Gilmore Girls at some point.
Spend your weekend watching Gilmore Girls. It's nothing better.
There we go.
So watch Gilmore Girls, get on the odds boost +175 at Caesars, and subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.